Hydro. Hi, how are you? Hey, pretty good. Yeah, we survived. We had the thunderstorm watch in Prince George and had a few gusty winds for maybe 15 or 20 minutes and nothing else and no outages. But up in your territory, it's a lot different story. Yes. Yeah. Right. So it certainly was a wide swath of territory in the Northwest. We had outages in Terrace, as far north as Stewart, and as far east as the Smithers area. So several thousand customers without power, starting from late afternoon into the early evening. And then as our crews began to respond, numbers came down, but many customers remained out overnight. Mm-hmm, yeah, certainly the windy conditions brought by the storm did bring trees onto power lines, knocked wire right down to the ground. We also had lightning reports as well. So what this has all culminated in is hours of work for our crews, as some of them were working through the night and then fresh crews available this morning. So we are, as I say, seeing numbers come down, but we still have about 1,800 customers as we speak without power in the Northwest. The worst hit area is in the Hazeltons, up the Kispeox Valley, Kitwanga, up to Gitignau, and Cedar Vale area. So that large area. That's right. We do ask people to be patient. In some cases, crews are still en route to begin their work and starting with assessing damage. And at that point, they can then begin to give us some better estimates of when power will be restored. So, yes, at this time, we're asking for customers' patience. Certainly, you know, we want people to call in wire down situations. Don't take measures into your own hands. Yes, there's outages all over the place, but treat any power line that's down as if it's still live, and don't take matters into your own hands. Don't try to help the crews with, you know, getting out your chainsaw and cutting trees down to free up lines. Just leave it to the experts. Oh, yeah. Well, there's lots of folks who want to be helpful. And you know, I mean, that's good intentions. But unfortunately, that can also lead to dangerous situations. And we want the public to stay safe.